Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 338 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by T. Quillen and Mark Cabus. Just a couple fellas trying to put a musical together in Missouri Western State University and its summer rep program, Western Playhouse, and the musical they are putting together is Miss Saigon. So we're going to get into that discussion just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them, and they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
So, I'm IDSers. I'm joined by T. Quillen and Mark Cabus up in Missouri at Missouri Western Summer Program, Western Playhouse. Hi, guys. How's your own personal Vietnam going?
We're losing.
Yeah, it's the 5th of July. What do you know?
you remember the Tet Offensive?
Yes.
It's kind of like that, except bloodier. Really?
More offensive.
Less Tet and more offensive, huh?
Less Tet, more offensive.
We want more Tet.
Yeah. No, it's actually going very, very well. Thanks in part to this guy that's sitting across the table from me. I don't think I could have asked for a better stage manager.
Oh, well.
I know.
Yeah, you could have, but well, I was all you could afford.
So.
Well, let's not let facts get in here, Mark. Come on now.
It's great to be working with Mark again. I mean, it really, really is. And on such a huge show.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's gargantuan.
It's gargantuan.
Yeah. Nice to pick a small show to jump back into stage management, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. 20 years later, let's do the biggest, most tech-heavy thing we could possibly think of. Yeah.
It's definitely that. But you know what? We've got a phenomenal cast.
Oh, they are awesome. They're awesome.
The SETC did us right, man. SETC did us right.
Yeah. They're great kids. I don't know that I've worked with a cast in such a long, especially such a large cast in a long time that gets along with each other so incredibly well.
Yeah.
We have yet, knock on Formica, have yet to have any ego problems with anybody, which is a beautiful thing. And they're all extremely talented and they all support each other. And yeah, it's been pretty sweet as far as that goes, yeah.
So when we're talking numbers, how big are you talking?
We have 32 in the show. 31.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was in a show so big. Yeah, that's just the actors. That's not in, you know, with the rest of the staff and team.
Well, how, all told, how many are in your company for the summer?
If I had to guesstimate off the top of my head, without sitting down and counting crew and everybody, I would have to say probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, 55.
Is it 45, nice. 50 somewhere?
Yeah, let's just call it 50, a nice round number, yeah. 50.
Now, did you get some of your tech people from SETC as well, or are they more local?
It's about half and half. We got our projection designers are from here, Missouri Western, cinema students here. We have our sound designer is from as an SETC pickup. One of our ASMs is an SETC pickup, and the other ASM is a Missouri Western recent graduate. We're fairly even with regards to our tech representation. We've got one of our scenic painters is, actually both of our scenic painters are from out of town. One is a tech, an actor tech. Both of our carps are from, well, our tech director is acting as a carp too. So our carp is from out of town. Lighting designers from Kansas City, set designers in New York. I mean, we're from all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to, I guess, ask the question, and you guys can answer individually.
Okay.
What was it like working with Tate? No, just kidding.
you know.
I know that hell. But I mean, what has been the biggest challenge for you personally, each of you, in taking on this mammoth beast?
I'll go first. I honestly, with this show, it was my own personal challenge was casting. I felt like, I guess I had two. The first one to overcome was that I did not know the show at all when we chose it. I think John, you and I have talked about this on a previous interview on the show too, that this is the president of our university's favorite show. And one that he's been attempting to do at various universities in different positions that he's been in, for a number of years. And he's very proud to be doing it, here and now. And that obviously played a very huge influence into the choice of the production. But I literally had never heard the show in its entirety. I knew what it was about. I knew that there was a helicopter landing on stage. I knew that all of those kinds of things, but I didn't really know it. And so having to learn it from scratch, just knowing that I was going to be directing it, that was my first challenge. But then having to learn it at the same time that I was directing another show and then also go out and cast it from that pool of 700 or 800 that we had, was the largest casting job I've ever done and by far the most intimidating thing that I've ever done. So that was definitely my biggest challenge. That's where I would go with it so far. I'm sure we haven't gotten to tech yet. So,
oh, this is pre-tech.
That's next week.
Oh gosh.
Aye, aye, aye.
That's going to be Mark's hell next week.
Bro. I'm already partly there. I mean, the last week has been a tough one. We have been without our producer from the beginning. His son is very seriously ill, and so he has been in another state with him. So I have part of his duties, certainly not all, but some of his duties have fallen to me. Simply because I was the next in line and the most likely to pick some of that up. And then just sort of organizing and maintaining such an enormous machine has been the hardest part. T was out sick on Tuesday, and so having to rethink the schedule the day before and reorganize the calendar actually for the whole week as a result of it has been the hardest thing for me. I had forgotten what an incredibly lonely life a stage manager has. There's last night we actually quit early, and a couple of the cast asked if I wanted to go out for a beer, and for about 5 minutes I was going to do it until we got to the parking lot and I realized I had rehearsal reports and schedules to work on, and I went, no, I'm just going to go home and go to bed and do my work.
Discipline, you've learned it. This is the thing
you've learned. Oh, boy. Yeah. And a renewed appreciation for stage managers everywhere. Yeah.
So you're saying this might not be in the new career path? Is that what you're telling me?
It's not one that I'm anxiously looking forward to, no.
That having been said, I can't say enough about Mark. He's invaluable. Mm-hmm. It's navigating this beast of a show. I don't think I could have done it without major
Mark or major medication. I understand.
I'm on major medication right now.
Yeah. I think Mark has been slipping me drugs anyway, just to keep things flowing.
It's all a part of my diabolical plan.
Yeah.
I don't know what the end result is going to be, but
yeah. Doesn't matter. It'll be Miss Saigon. Right?
Yeah. World dominance by one musical at a time.
Exactly. Yes.
So again, you guys are doing the helicopter. You're doing the big schmozzle.
Yeah, we're actually with our product. Well, ours is going to be really interesting. We're projecting the helicopter.
Oh, cool.
I had kind of some raised eyebrows from the folks across campus when I suggested that we do that, but I proved that we had very huge success with projections during my last production of Sweeney Todd. And when that came across the way that it did, everybody got behind the idea of projecting the helicopter. And then the next question became, okay, well, where do we get a helicopter that we can project? And we toyed around with the idea of actually flying a film crew to Atlanta and shooting actual footage of a real Huey landing in the pattern that I wanted it to land in, and so on and so forth. And didn't wind up happening, but because we wound up finding a less expensive way to do it, in that my technical director found about $100 scale model, about a foot and a half long scale model of a Huey that he took and painted, or repainted, I guess I should say, to match the kind of the color scheme that we wanted. And my projection team has been filming it in miniature, and then when we projected it on screen, it is the full size Huey. I mean, it takes up the entire full stage.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, we're front projecting it onto a scrim, and so we can actually have action going on stage behind it if we should desire to do that. I'm going to see what it looks like during tech and make that decision, a final decision. But we've got all kinds of options with regards to that. But it's pretty phenomenal. We've done some test projections on it in the theater already, and it's incredible what it looks like. And we've not even added the sound to it yet. When we start adding sound in with it and the projections, it's going to be pretty doggone amazing. It's actually going to fly in over the audience because we've got a projector situated to also project partly onto the ceiling of the house. So part of its flight pattern will fly in over the audience, and then it will disappear for just the briefest of seconds, and then it will reappear on the scrim on stage, and it will land and sit there, and then it will fly out again and fly back over the audience.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fairly intense. And then the number American Dream, which is at the end of the show, actually calls for a Cadillac to appear on stage. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, well, you know what? I'm already landing a helicopter. I'll cut the Cadillac and find something else. And then all of a sudden the president comes up and goes, well, I have a 1965 or 4 Cadillac, something along those lines. And I went, really? Can we put it on stage? And he went, sure.
It's like a seafoam green.
It's a
beaut.
It's a beautiful car. It's 7 feet wide and 20 feet long. And
I believe it.
It's a land yacht, and we are actually going to have
Miles to gallon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 7.5 gallons to the mile. Actually, that is
right.
And we're actually going to have that sucker on stage too at some point. The set is going to part, and it will make its appearance on stage in that number as well.
Yeah.
But don't tell anybody that. That's a secret.
Oh, well, glad we're not recording this.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But yeah, I can't say enough about my cast. They're phenomenal people. A handful of them, literally a handful of them, are my students here from Missouri Western, and they're getting their opportunity to earn their first equity points. And then we've got students from colleges literally all over the country, from
Elon
University. We've got several from Elon University, from Abilene Christian,
West Virginia.
West Virginia U, and let's see, where else? Mark's got the program copy out now. He's going to dig through. We've got them
as any stage manager should.
Yeah, Mississippi State. We got them from Mississippi State. I got one. I had to represent from Alabama, of course. I got one kid from Alabama. One student who is a former student of my brother's from back in Alabama, actually, from my brother's program at Arab High School.
Central Florida.
Central Florida. UCF. I've got a couple from UCF, actually. Then
you've got Alex, right? I've seen her pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, Oklahoma City University. And then we do have Alex and Stephen White from Middle Tennessee State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I got two MTSUers here.
Yeah.
So the country's well represented.
Outstanding. Well, when are the dates? And how can we get tickets and all that fun stuff?
July 4th through the 13th are the show dates. We are actually going to have fireworks on July the 5th, sponsored by Heartland Hospital here in town. You can get tickets by going to westernplayhouse.com. You can also get them by calling 816-271-4452. That's the box office number.
Outstanding, outstanding. So what else you got going on after this? A nice long break?
Yes.
A very tall drink.
Mark doesn't. I'm gonna go hibernate for a little. My mom's coming out to see the show, and then she's actually gonna take the kids back to Alabama to visit for a month. So nice. We're going to have a little bit of a brief time to just sort of relax and enjoy the new house. We moved into a new house. I don't know if I told you that or not.
Yeah, no. I saw the the statuses of moving in today.
And then passing out tonight. That was But we had the first cast party at the house the other night, and that was a huge success.
The
cookout and the whole nine yards, and swimming in the pool, the backyard, and it was a lot of great fun. And just
cool. Now I briefly want to touch on, you're reaching out to some veterans groups too, aren't you?
You are indeed. Yeah, we're actually just reaching out to veterans in general and active duty military in general. The policy that we set early on in this process was that active duty military and veterans are free of charge. They get in free of charge, no questions asked. They get in free of charge, and there's just no questions asked. You tell us you're a veteran, and you come in, and you get a free ticket. It's just one of those ways that we're saluting the veterans with this production. The philosophy on that too is that one of the things that this show highlights. It, to me, when I read it, is the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress syndrome that Chris suffers from his experiences, not only in Vietnam, but just with what happens with Kim. And you know, obviously PTSD is something that our troops are suffering when they're returning from any conflict. And any war scenario that we happen to be in now, and we're just now starting to kind of get a grip on that and actually deal with it. It's one of those things that we wanted to kind of raise awareness of and tip our hat to those veterans the Vietnam veterans, and tell them that finally have an opportunity to welcome them home.
Cool.
Yeah.
So give me the ticket information one more time.
westernplayhouse.com, and it is 816-271-4452 is the box office number.
Of course, you'll find those links on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
when guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun. All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Mark Cabus and T. Quillen for chatting today about Miss Saigon and the goings-on and heartfelt effort there of all involved, the masses up there at Western Playhouse, which is housed on the beautiful campus of Missouri Western State University. And next week, who knows? Well, I think we do know. It's going to be our 4th of July God Bless America Spectacular. So we're going to have a lot of fun next week. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282. Put your thoughts in an email, podcast at inexplicabledumbshow.com, and follow the show on Twitter, at inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S, at inexplicableds. So follow the show and get all the latest comings and goings and carrying on here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So until next week, when we celebrate America, we're going to have a good time. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.